On my drive into the office last Monday, I saw one of my favorite misunderstood native creatures. It was first thing in the morning, and a large brown black bird was standing on the roadside with enormous outstretched wings. It looked like a white-tailed deer had been struck by a car the night before, as its lifeless body lay on the road's shoulder. I slowed as I passed, and the bird's featherless, leathery head followed me as I rolled by. I knew then it was a turkey vulture, which colloquially is known as a buzzard. The word vulture probably comes from the Latin vulere, which means to pluck or to tear. The scientific name for turkey vulture is more pleasantly poetic, Cathartes aura, meaning golden purifier. That's because these birds of prey are almost exclusively scavengers. They are essential contributors to nature's cleanup crew, and though you may not want to feed on a rotting carcass, we should all be grateful that they do. Their powerful stomach acids reduce, rather than promote, disease in our region. Vultures have such strong stomach enzymes that they can even digest and destroy botulism and other bacterial illnesses. Unlike many birds, turkey vultures use their keen sense of smell to detect fresh carcasses on the ground, even those that are not visible from the air. Most avian species do not have a well-developed sense of smell, if they even have one at all. But in turkey vultures, scientists have found that the part of the brain dedicated to processing smell is exceptionally large compared to other birds. Turkey vultures are a common sight near North and South American roadways, open areas such as farms and countryside, and in places where garbage and food are plentiful. At night, they roost in trees or on rock ledges and other high places, including roofs. They often sleep in large groups and migrate in even larger groups that may number in the thousands. Turkey vultures have a number of really interesting adaptations. One of them is their bare, non-feathered head, which allows them to clean themselves more efficiently after scavenging raw meat. They also spread their 6-foot spanning wings wide to warm their bodies and shake off bacteria after feeding on carrion. But the most interesting, albeit gross, is their main method of self-defense. Turkey vultures have few natural predators. They can suffer persecution by humans who consider them a nuisance or, misguidedly, carriers of disease. They can also be poisoned by ingesting meat contaminated by poison or lead shot. But when threatened by, say, a great horned owl hungry for a vulture fledgling, their method of self-defense is to vomit their food, which they can send sailing 10 feet. Even the pure white vulture babies will vomit on other animals. Though these behaviors might distress you and me, they serve turkey vultures very well. Vulture vomit is an extremely effective and putrid predator repellent. Speaking of bad smells, turkey vultures have another interesting trick. They are very smart birds and are deft foragers. With their sharply hooked white bills, they expertly target the softest bits of flesh to pluck and tear during their feasts. But if they find a dead skunk, they will skillfully leave aside the animal's scent glands to minimize the odor. On the ground, turkey vultures can look awkward and ungainly. They must work hard to gain flight, but they are graceful and elegant in the air, soaring in beautiful, teetering flights across the sky, rarely even needing to flap their wings. They're really beautiful flyers. If you see these misunderstood birds on a roadside, give them a wide berth, though there's nothing to fear. They're just graciously providing free cleanup services to nature. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.